Saint, have you been dealing with unwanted thoughts? Have you been dwelling on the past more than the present or complaining about the future? Has your anxiety level increased because you keep hearing thoughts that make you feel uneasy and you can't stop them? Have you been thinking about stuff you know should not be passing through your mind? Stop! Take a breath. This episode is about how to manage intrusive thoughts because they are clutter monsters if you let them. Welcome to Hanging Out with Jesus podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to spend time with God to declutter your mind. Hi, I'm Levita, author, Bible teacher, and speaker, on a mission with a purpose to help the saints break free from the things that distract us from doing what God's designed us to do. And one of those things is intrusive thoughts. Now let's get started. Saints, let's get some clarity about intrusive thoughts before diving into how to manage them. Saints, they have a way of cluttering up your mind until you become so engrossed in those thoughts until you can't enjoy your day or your God. Intrusive thoughts are ideas and images that come into your mind uninvited and typically unwanted. The thoughts can range from making you feel uneasy to disturbing, and they usually are the last thing you want to think about. A few examples might be hurting yourself or someone else, worrying about catching a serious illness or virus, thinking about doing something illegal, dwelling on past experiences a lot, unwanted sexual thoughts, reliving emotions from bad memories, thoughts that cause you to doubt the things even written in the Bible. FYI, y'all, intrusive thoughts does not mean that you're a bad person or a person who's failing in some way, or that it's something you want to act out or that you would, nor does your thoughts dictate who you are. And lastly, God's not judging you. He loves you. He knows what you're going through. So saints, we got to remember that we're living in a world of sin. And I know that's something that we forget every once in a while, but we have to remember that. Research suggests that intrusive thoughts are going to come. And y'all, we live in a world of sin, so yeah, they're going to come. Research is just agreeing with the Bible on that. Because see, it's natural. It's human nature. Research also says that intrusive thoughts go away more quickly if you don't try to push them away or give them too much attention or get fixated on them. That brings me to this bit of information I need to share with you. Unwanted, intrusive thoughts are called obsessions. They are repeated thoughts, images, urges that are unwanted and can make most people anxious. They bring up uneasiness and can cause mood swings or put you on an emotional roller coaster, none of which are good. They are clutter monsters that have formed, and we're about to get the vacuum of the word to suck the dust out. So keep listening, y'all. There are things that can trigger unwanted intrusive thoughts. I'm only going to cover a few. One trigger is stress, another anxiety. You have hormonal shifts. Biological factors is another one. Depression, trauma, mental health condition, imbalances in one's brain chemistry, environmental stresses, like global warming affecting our food supply, and also learned thought patterns. All are triggers to unwanted intrusive thoughts. And there's others, y'all, but these are just a few. Now, saints, once you realize that you are having unwanted intrusive thoughts, don't fret. Don't get all excited. Don't get all flustered. You see, they can't be deleted or stopped, but the frequency of them can be decreased. And how you handle them is what's going to be important. This is why I titled this episode, Managing Intrusive Thoughts. Saints, they're just going to happen. You probably have just had one, you know. So how do we manage them? And what can we do to maintain a healthier thought life? Saints, this is where self-talk is going to be critical in managing unwanted intrusive thoughts that are interfering with your peace of mind. Saints, we're going to get back to the episode. If you believe that this podcast is beneficial, please share it, rate it, and review it on whatever podcast platform you're listening to right now. When you do so, it helps the podcast reach more people with the message of decluttering their mind so that they can be all that God's called them to be. Now back to the episode. Talking about unwanted thoughts. Saints, for the past 12 months, I've been reliving the past. My awakening consisted of reliving the last 23 years of my broken and now dissolved marriage. I've tried to understand it, analyze it repeatedly, rethink what I rethought, pondered it, and it all boils down to the fact that I can't change the past. So why am I still trying to live there in hopes that in my mind, there will be some change? Saints, I had to get to the point where I stopped dwelling on the what ifs, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Because truth be told, I can't change one iota of the past. It's done. I nor you are designed to keep reliving past bad memories. They happen. Then, not now. They are no longer real. The present is real because that is where we are right now. We're living in the present. Now, for me, Saint, this was unwanted intrusive thoughts because they kept coming. I didn't invite it. I might see something or some poof, a thought will pop up in my head. Well, saints, they were taking these unwanted intrusive thoughts. They were taking my peace. They were taking my joy. So what did I do besides talk with my therapist about these lingering, reoccurring thoughts that I did not want because they were draining me? I mean, draining me, saints, just as much as the marriage did. And my health and my body was just being impacted. I was developing anxiety in places I didn't even know I had anxiety. Saints, there's another way. Now, saints, here are three ways on how to deal with unwanted intrusive thoughts and five ways you can manage it. First, realize that it is an unwanted intrusive thought. Remember, some of these thoughts are going to come in your mind and fly away because you didn't entertain it. That's good. But for those that keep coming around and are bothering you, bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 to 5 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Saints, that's the key right there. Take every thought captive to obey Christ. Second, pray. Tell the Lord that you are thinking these thoughts, that you don't want them, and you're bringing it under the obedience of Christ Jesus and to Him. Because Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't fret about it. Just remind yourself that you've given it to God and He's going to deal with it. Remember, don't dwell on it. Just state it and forget it, because God's got it. And then the third thing is to pivot. Do Philippians chapter 4, 8 through 9. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Saints, think about something else that you're grateful for or what you've learned. And remember, you're going to do one of two things, prevent or permit. Prevent the bad things by not dwelling on them, or permit good thoughts by thinking on things that help you. So, saints, that's how you deal with intrusive thoughts. By recognizing, praying, and pivoting. Recognize that it is one, an intrusive thought. Praying to God about the thought, and then pivot by thinking about something else. Now that has helped me a lot. I pray it does the same for you. Recognize, pray, and pivot. Now here's five ways you can manage intrusive thoughts. One, consistent spiritual practices. Y'all, you gotta have a habit. You gotta have consistent habits, consistent spiritual disciplines, like reading your Bible, studying your Bible, meditating on your Bible, memorizing scriptures. Saints, when I said earlier to pivot, well, you need something to pivot to. When you have scripture as a regular part of your life, the Holy Spirit has something to burp up in your head that will help you pivot accordingly. Remember Isaiah 55, 8 through 9? God's thoughts aren't our thoughts. His is greater. So put enough of Him in you by daily and intentionally following Jesus' steps of spending time with God in His Word. Y'all, that's what this podcast is about. Hanging out with Jesus so you can declutter your mind. Number two is prayer journaling. And this is one that I do. This is where you release your intrusive thoughts and how God is helping you to do so. No, it's not your time to complain and just get out all that, you know, what the thought is and all this mess as any. No. This is a time where you say, Lord, you know, I keep having the same thought. I can't get rid of it. I need your help. I'm praying, Lord, you hear my cry. This is a time where you're praying to the Lord about that situation. Don't get stuck on saying, well, Lord, this happened, that happened. I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking about this again. No. This is where you just simply say, Lord, I can't handle this anymore. So please help me get rid of this thought. What is the trigger? What is the root cause of the problem? You know, you start talking to the Lord about things like this because you're starting, it's like giving yourself permission to forget about it and begin pivoting to trust in God. If thinking about the future is triggering unwanted intrusive thoughts, then bring that before the Lord, because the Lord is the one who directs your path. Remember Proverbs 3:5-6 when it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. I put a link in the show notes for those who participate in the email newsletter on how to prayer journal. So if you're interested, click on the link below and become a part of the email newsletter. That's just one of the things that I put in the newsletter. Third is physical activity. Saint, get to dancing, walking, jogging, hey, pickleball. I'm not trying that one, but pickleball. Take a self-defense class or pottery class. You may want to check out the prior episode that I had with Kelly Brinkman about pottery and how it helps you to calm the soul. Say, just do activities that involves more movement than just cleaning the house. Again, our goal isn't to eliminate intrusive thoughts, but to manage them, because they are a normal part of being a human being. The point is that you don't want it to overtake your peace of mind. So get out and get some fresh air. Hey, go hiking. Immerse yourself in nature. If you got a backyard, just go outside. Listen to, get on the balcony. That's all you have. And just listen to the sounds. Smell the newness of the air. All these things will ground you back into the present. So get outside, move. Because that helps you manage those intrusive thoughts. And number four, deep breathing. This will cause you to focus on your breathing and switch from flight or fight to a state of relaxation. This is one I try to do often. It's very hard for me, but I try. It was difficult while I was going through because, you know, it would result in coughing. And for some reason, you know, my anxiety level will start rising. It's like, you know, it triggered more stress. But the more I remember to do it, the better it got. But I'm still working on it to help keep me calm. Number five. Keep a regular schedule. Saints, I can't tell you how important that is. Keep a regular schedule. Even when I get off schedule, I can see it impacts my day. Things just seem all off. So keep a regular schedule because it reduces stress and anxiety, which can be triggered. Saints, it's routines are, for example, like keeping a regular wake up and bedtime hour, eating meals around the same time, even exercising around the same time, and spending time with the Lord, writing in your journal, you know, before going to bed, you know, listening to the Lord right before you wake up instead of just jumping out of the bed. Now, what I've noticed is that in different seasons of your life, your morning and your evening routines, even your midday routines, are sometimes refined and adjusted. And the more you become settled within that new season, the less refining and adjustment is needed. But I'm also learning that even though the time you do certain things can change, but there's one thing that remains the same, having that quiet time with the Lord, uninterrupted. That never changes. I mean, the time may change, the devotional may change, but being in the presence of the Lord, that doesn't change. So saints, that's five ways to manage unwanted intrusive thoughts. Consistent spiritual practices, like reading your Bible before going to bed. Prayer journal, like giving yourself time to unpack the mess in your head before God. Physical activity, like walking, deep breathing, and keeping a regular routine, like AM quiet time. I need to stop here. Listen, saints, if the intrusive thoughts are becoming persistent and interfere with your day-to-day life, then it's time to seek professional help. I did. Sometimes a therapist, a good therapist, can help you get the clutter out of the way so you can think straight. And a good Christian therapist, y'all, is priceless. Saints, we all need help from time to time. Unwanted intrusive thoughts are clutter monsters, which can stop you from being all God's called you to be. Don't be afraid or embarrassed to seek help. God's given each and every one of us different gifts and talents for a reason. So seek out help when you need it. Now, I've given you some ideas on how to deal with and manage unwanted intrusive thoughts. But always, if it persists, get help from a professional. I heard Max Lucado, who's an author and speaker, say, "You are not a victim of your thoughts, but by virtue of the Holy Spirit, you are a victor over your thoughts." Let's pray. Lord, I pray that if my brother or sister is dealing with intrusive thoughts, that you use this episode to help them recognize it, practice how to deal with it, learn how to manage it, and get help if needed. I pray this episode helps them come out of the clutter of intrusive thoughts into the clarity of who you are to them and they to you. And they come out boldly, courageously, and with confidence so they can go and do what you call them to do. In Jesus' name, I pray. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. Thanks for joining us. If you believe that this podcast is beneficial, please share it, rate it, and review it on whatever podcast platform you are listening to right now. This will help the podcast reach more people. So, until we meet again over the airwaves, intentionally and daily, hang out with Jesus. Shalom!